Hey everyone, welcome to episode 57 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Doing good, man. Exciting day, exciting episode now.
Yeah, we've actually got an awesome sponsor here, and we're not alone. We've got a guest. Welcome to the show, Brandon from Last Straw Distillery. We're excited to have you on. You guys sent us a massive box of booze, probably the best we've ever had, so we're in for a good podcast episode. How's it going, Brandon?
Pretty good, buddy. How you doing? What's up, Jack?
What's up, man?
I couldn't be happier, actually. We set this up. Obviously, you're the head distiller at Last Straw, according to your website there. So excited to hear all about you making these delicious beverages here. And just shoot the shit, because you seem like you're excited to hop on here and make a good episode and represent the brand. So we're going to go through a bunch of stuff about the brand itself and then hear more about you personally. So excited to get it going. But I guess, why not start? We usually like to start here and just get the drinks flowing right away, and that'll definitely guide the conversation. So I thought, just looking off your website and trying to learn a bit more about the brand, it seemed like the Gin 21, which you sent us, would be a good place to start. I'm kind of understanding that was the first, I guess, thing you created with the company. Is that true?
Yeah, pretty much. We had, before the Gin 21, we had the Blackstrap, which we also sent you. We have a lot of more products. A lot more products going on now, but yeah, those are the initial three. Was Dark Side, which I think we sent you Darker Side, but Dark Side and the Blackstrap that we sent you and the gin that we sent you was what we launched with, and we actually still sell two of those three products.
And what is crowdsourced botanical gin? Like, we're no experts on here. We just like to get on and we use the alcohol. We love people sending it to us. We use it to guide the conversation. And we obviously love trying different things. So what is like a crowdsourced botanical gin? Because I see you're the world's first, the specific gin.
Yeah, we are. The crowdsourced bed was just about when we originally, even the fact that it's Gin 21, when I was developing the recipe, we made about 30 recipes and they were all numbered in order, right? And once we had, I had like six or seven that I thought were the best of them. So we had like a friends and family night thing. We actually had three separate nights of friends and family come by and then vote on what they thought would be like the best gin, which I actually sort of already knew that Gin 21 was the best one, because like my favorite recipe. And then when I brought it in, it was also everybody's favorite recipe. So that's where the crowdsource came from, was that it was like everybody voted on it. And it was the winner.
Oh, nice. That's cool. So is it kind of a family business then? I know, obviously, I read up on a bit, but it's a bit better to hear from the horse's mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's family business through and through.
So we'll give it a shot. I know we started off called Talk on the Rocks, just for your reference. But then we, like at the beginning, we were just sitting in our basement. We would just go to the LCBO, buy whatever alcohol and try it on the rocks. As we've became more tenured now, we're on the 50th. Still sitting at home, still doing the same thing, but now, like, you guys send it, so we get to try that. But now we're getting back to kind of having it actually on the rocks and like trying it without any mix, anything like that. We've been having a lot of beers lately too, so it's a lot different. So we're excited to kind of get back to what we used to do in the first couple episodes. What were your initial thoughts there, Jack? I know, just for your reference, Jack and his girlfriend Amanda are huge gin people, so they're probably excited to try this one.
Yeah, no, I was a big fan of when I saw the package, obviously three bottles, I was amazed. I am a huge gin fan, and off the first couple sips I've taken now, it's very good, very smooth. That's what I really like. I usually don't like the big piney ones. I'm not at all an expert in this at all, and this definitely lives up to, I think, what I like in a gin.
Yeah, right. It's less like heavy on the juniper. It's more florally, a little bit of citrus. It's like less of a London dry style and more of what I tried to do actually with making it was like make it more, because I wasn't really into gin before we had to develop one. So I tried to make it like, what would I want to like, or like, what would I want to drink and make like more accessible to everybody? Like, how do I get the most people that would like this gin? So that's what I went for. And it seems, I think it worked. I like it. Everybody that I know, it's more like palatable. It's more like accessible. It's not such like heavy in one direction. It's just more like easier to get into, I think.
No, I agree. I'm not a gin guy as well. So I was exactly going to use the same word you said, was like more palatable, like just first taste definitely goes down a lot smoother than, I know we've tried a couple other gins on before. And I was like, had to take a couple takes when I had my first sip. I was coughing a bit, but no, that's delicious and goes down really smooth. I'm just curious, like you said, you had so many different types, like 30 types of gin. How do you even go about, like, what are like the minor changes for all those different types? Like, are you trying other competitors? Then you're like, what's changing between 30 different types of gin?
You know what it was? The main thing was, even at the beginning of developing the recipe, what I looked up was what was in most gins and like what were the common ingredients throughout the botanicals. So what I did was I made a list of like all botanicals that appear in gins and then like the most common ones. And the main thing what I went for was playing around with the ratios of the common botanicals to flavor the gin. So then that was the, like of those 30 recipes, like 30 is like a decent number. Like it's not like ridiculous amount. But like of those 30 recipes, probably half of them, more than half of them were, once we already had the same common ingredients, it was just playing around with the ratios of those individual botanicals. That I think that was the biggest part, was just playing around with the ratios. It's like everything, like we juniper berries, obviously, and then coriander, angelic root, ginger root, lemon, like orange peel. It's a lot of like things that you'll see in a lot of gins. And it was just playing around with the right ratios. It's, I think, the main difference.
So is that like a lot of trial by error? Or do you have like a schooling background in that? Or is it just kind of you grew up in the family and you just learned it by doing?
Oh, not even close. No, before we started doing the distillery, I had no, like if you told me when I was a child that I was going to end up making alcohol, I would have not thought that was true. Like,
been pretty excited, probably.
Just came out of nowhere. And then like when I had to make a gin, I did as best research I could. You know, I tried to make it nice. Try to make it as best as possible. So it was just, okay, we got to make a gin. I thought that would be the best way to make that. We went with it, and then I guess it worked out. We won a gold medal.
How does that work? Olympics around the corner this summer. Like, are you submitting it into all these different like championships per se? Like, dude, how do you win a gold medal
We won the gold medal was from the Canadian Artists and Spirits Awards. Or competition. I think that was in 2018 we submitted it. I don't think we submitted after that, because like once, like this is competitions that go on every year, right, and across the world. Like you get a gold once. Like how many times?
You can't get any better than that. You only have so much room in the trophy.
Yeah, like, put it in again and maybe do worse. I don't know if I'm gonna do that.
So what did you do before? Like did you go to school? What was your...
I was still in school when we started the distillery. I was going to York University for business economics.
Oh, nice.
My father went started the distillery, so we ended up making distillery. And then it was just right there. And I figured I could do this. I could make a gin.
And then he did, and then won a gold medal. So it sounds pretty good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Any, I know, like, I guess the name itself, I thought was kind of cool. You want to talk about the story behind the name Last Straw in itself?
The Last Straw, yeah. The name was pretty much just there. Like, it's on the website. There's just so many things going on within the family at the time. That it was like, well, we got to take another thing on our plate. Like, that'd be the last straw. Like, it was like a certain, like, it wasn't entirely like serious. It was more like just joking about it. Like, oh, we got all these things going on. And then just add another thing to that list of things. So, you know.
I like it. I think that's like people pick up a bottle and that's kind of a funny story to like talk about. I think that's awesome. Like I have a background in kind of business as well, not necessarily the economic side, but more the marketing side. So that's something I always talk about, probably bores Jack to death, but I was like hearing about the name of the company and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's good. As a marketer, you get that from a marketing guy. That's good.
Yeah. You can probably tell from like our awesome Instagram graphics, things like that. It's pretty much like up there with Apple companies such as those.
Even better.
Too nice.
Yeah, thank you.
How do you guys know each other?
So we grew up in Bowmanville, Ontario together. Went to the same, what, Jack? I guess every type of school.
Up until you needed good grades to get into a better establishment, and that is when he outshined me, and he moved on, but he couldn't get rid of me.
Yeah, so then I guess we started, when did we start this? Closer to the end of university, like I graduated, you're through school almost now, so then I guess the summer after I graduated, summer after we started doing the podcast, we always talked about it, and like, I don't know, it's just something cool, and obviously there's a ton of podcasts out there, but like it's one thing to have like a podcast that you think it's gonna go famous, it's like anyone can have. I know Obama, Springsteen, they just created their own podcast recently, and it's like they're probably going to get more.
Is it really Obama?
What? Yeah, yeah.
That's what we were saying.
Yeah,
I know. It's like just a weird people to stick a mic in front of, but
yeah,
they fucking did it.
I mean, that's like an automatic chalk X amount of listeners that are just going to love those two. Yeah, like two of the biggest fan bases in the world, I would say. But then the other reason, like we just were like obviously really good friends. We love talking to people and we love telling stories and then put a cup of alcohol in our hands too. And seems like a pretty good gig, even if good Friday night, record a podcast. I mean, obviously it's a bit weird now. We're hopping in front of the camera doing a Zoom call. It's not quite the same, but when we used to do it in person, it was always fun as well, just to get some, like even get a guest, get the two of us in person. It's just fun to chat and just see where it goes. So did you just think you were going to kind of grow up and have that business background, and then did you just fall in love with distilling, or it was just more of like, this is what the family's doing, let's hop on board and I want to be involved in it?
Yeah, no, it's exactly that. A little boring of a story, but yeah, it was just this is going on. All right, I guess we're doing this now. And that's pretty much it.
Well, you can't expect like a Hollywood story out of everything. It's not like, I think that's it. I think that's an even better story sometimes. People just are like, hey, we're going to do this. And then they make it happen. Let's get into, I know we've talked about like the company a bit and yourself and how you got into it, but I want to hear like more stories about like the actual work you're doing. So like, are you every day doing, like, do you have a pretty regimented schedule? Are you doing the same thing? Is it more seasonal? Like, this point of the year, you're doing this. This point of the year, you're doing something else. Like, how's your day-to-day life look?
We actually still don't have, like, a production schedule. Like, everything, there's so, even as, like, being craft distiller, there's so many things that change day-to-day, even, like, sometimes from the beginning of the day, the plan for tomorrow is just totally different by the end of the day. For being craft distillers, and especially, there's a lot of different opportunities. It's been like a hard part about it is trying to make everything align properly. Like sometimes I'll show up like with a plan for the day that was meant to be whatever. And then by the end of the day, like it'll be totally different for the reason that this, like somebody called that wants this or like this different thing happened. Like a lot of things, it's because it's not, we have not been like, we don't have an exact direction. Like we have like the distillery's going, but there's just so many things that happen day to day that it's hard to like nail something. Like a week from now be fine, like we got that down, whatever. Like obviously it's pretty easy to fuck week, but like things are, like 2 months out like might be totally different than something that you thought would happen today. Like there's a lot of like things moving that like we don't have an exact like schedule. Like every day we show up at the same times, right? But like what happens in that day can be entirely different than what you initially thought, at least for us.
Yeah,
no, there's just so many things going on.
Totally understandable. And you guys get started. I saw you open like your open the doors in 2016. So it's not like you've been around for forever either. So
I guess we've been around for a bit. But even then, like the things, there's been different like rules changed with the government in Ontario. Well, even the federal government. Like, there's like a lot of different things happen all the time. Where we try to just like, adjust as best we can.
For sure.
And yeah.
So I want to hear like funny stories, like stuff like day to day. And if you don't have anything, don't worry. Like we'll breeze by it. But have you ever walked into your job, you're going to work and like you made some crazy, like what's the craziest, stupidest thing you've done at work? Like any massive spills, you drop in like your shoe.
Oh, we'd have still blow up. But even a still blow up is just, it's blowing out too hot alcohol out of the call. Like it's not like it blows up, but crazy. I don't know, nothing I can really think of off the top of my head.
I don't know why, but like I used to work at Bulk Barn, I guess back when I was in high school. I started like early high school, and I remember one time like we'd always work with like two other people, and we went in the back and like we just have these massive bags of like Skittles and shit. And one day, like I'll never forget this, because when I asked that question, this is like my equivalent to it. My buddy is like tying up this bag of Skittles. He throws it up on the bag, and the whole fucking bag of Skittles, like a massive rain falling from the top shelf. And Skittles are expensive. Like if you roll into Bulk Barn, they're heavy, which is not good at Bulk Barn, and they're like popular, and they're like just expensive in general. So it was not a good, the boss is not happy after that day. We had to like, obviously, I mean, I guess I could say we put them back in the bin, but obviously we can't do that. But a lot of dough left on the ground there because of my buddy having some Butterfingers. Well, that's like always when I ask you the question, that's what I always think of when I was kind of working in, not like it was to your extent, but in like food-based service, that was kind of the biggest
fuck. No, we've actually been pretty good with that because even like sometimes, like it's a family business, so like things aren't like as bureaucratic as in other places they might be. But like we actually haven't had any mixes up like that, which honestly for all the stuff that's happened it may be a little surprising. Like, but even for like if we're like making a whiskey or whatever, like you have a lot of like vessels open all the time, like this like whiskey and like gin and this drum and blah blah blah, like a lot of things are going on, but we actually haven't had a mistake like that, which is like we're good at like confirming that like this is this and this other thing should be going into this. Like we haven't had any big mistakes like that, and like there's been plenty of times when they fucking could have been. Yeah. Like, usually, it's kind of big, you know, there's a lot of confirmation going on.
Yeah, I can imagine. Any situations where it's like you kind of mess up and then ends up being okay, like it tastes better, like is that how? I don't know any of the chemistry, like we're not experts here, but
no.
Is there like if you make like a little like calculated mistake or like a little calculated difference, are you noticing like a massive taste in it? Like how does it work on that side?
You would, yeah. When really? We at the beginning at the beginning of when we first started the distillery, I didn't know the entire science behind things, like out of a still, because at the end of the, like it all ends up as just like when you're distilling something, it's just heat in, like the heat input into like whatever you're distilling, and then you got to cool it, so it's basically just a balance of hot and cold, right? But I didn't know that at the beginning. So there's one thing in my notes one time when I was trying to get, because like obviously the more like you heat up the batch, whatever, you get more alcohol out sooner, right? But I didn't know that there was a limit to how much heat you could input. So like I had a pile of notes one time and I left it at the distillery. So when Don came in the next day, on the notes it says like put on another, this is when we were figuring it out. So like put on another heater. Okay, it's coming out faster, like whatever, blah blah blah. And then it says put on another heater, and then in the notes it's just this fuck. Totally blow it up, like turn off the heater. Like, while it was happening, kind of thing. Like, don't fucking do that ever again. But like, we got it nailed down. Especially, I don't know if you guys have seen or if any of the email exchanges we've had. We won best corn whiskey at the Canadian Whiskey Awards. We won best traditional rum for another rum we have. None of the products we sent you, but we won best cask strength whiskey for our rye. We've got it nailed down now, but at the beginning, yeah, like when I was just taking notes for just everything, every little thing that would happen, fucking too much heat is not good.
It's kind of cool though here that like it's just trial by error. It makes you feel like it's not that you could do it yourself, but like if you want to try something different, like it's like that's how you got to build it up, is just making some like small mistakes like that, and eventually hopefully figure it out.
Totally. A lot of the things we've done are for the first time. Like we all like as a like entering as a family started 8 years ago, so like it's all like just fucking total of 8 years and all.
I guess another thing I saw on your website, which like another kind of pipe dream I had with a couple other buddies at the beginning of quarantine, was like creating our own brewery, which is a little different from you guys, but still like similar concept. And I saw you have some sort of program where you help out like kind of smaller breweries, distilleries, stuff like that. Is that something that you guys do as well? Like if Jack and I wanted to create like the Talk on the Rocks whiskey.
We totally do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do exactly that. And actually, before we started the distillery, Don, my father, wanted to do, he initially wanted to do a brewery, and then he saw how many breweries going up. So he's figured, fuck it, we'll do a distillery. But yeah, we do that. There's a lot of people that come through here and like just make whatever kind of idea they have and like do it legally and make the thing. And yeah, there's a lot of, we do that course before, especially now with COVID. It's obviously going on a lot less efficiently kind of thing. Like we haven't done the course in a while, but yeah, a lot of people even come here. We're very like open with knowledge. Like if you have people have questions for things, we're very like open with the answers to it, which we now know through the trial and error.
We're actually talking, I think, with one of the people who went through your program, like the guy who had the testimonial on your website.
Which one?
The brand. Remember? Pepper Ale.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Josh.
Yeah. So we've been in contact with him as well to get him on for one of the episodes or sponsor one of the episodes as well. So I was like, it's kind of crazy how we're like talking to you tonight. And then one of the guys who went through, what is it called? Like an incubator program. I think that's where the,
Yeah. There's a few different ways you can do it. Yeah. Yeah. Josh is great. He was, perfect example of the people that came through it. He, have you had his gin? Amazing.
I haven't. I see it's in the LCBOs, but I'm hoping you can send us some and we can give it a shot as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do that. We do a lot of that, actually. But yeah, it's a very friendly place, you know, especially more before COVID, but during it, you know, just stay a little back and then show your questions from a little far, and we got the answer.
Exactly. That's all you can do, right? Jack, you wanna try the next one? The black strap?
Yeah.
You want to give us, while we're giving it a pour, you want to give us a little story, Brandon, about the black strap? I see it here. Unlike anything you tried before, this is an unaged rum that's packed with dark flavors. Black strap molasses is particularly difficult to work with, but worth the effort. Enjoy over ice or for the best mojitos. I'm a big mojito guy, so definitely be
one of those this weekend,
maybe.
Really?
Black strap's good. That was one of the first things we put out. Like I said earlier, it was launched when we first launched. It's pretty good white rum. It's we've actually, the gold medal I was talking about earlier, the gold medal and the best traditional rum, was using the same recipe as what's in the black strap, but it's then aged and was a little double barrel. It's our double barrel that won the best traditional rum. So that's like the base spirit before barrel. It's obviously better once it's been through the barrel, like smoothens it out, makes it just more palatable.
I feel like I'm just gonna talk about Bulk Barn the whole. I hate black backstrap molasses. Like, we used to have to put it in bins, and it was like such a bitch to pour in.
It is.
It says on the bottle here that it's hard to work with. Like, what? Why is it so hard to work with? Is it like the cooking of it, or what?
I think it's just because it's just such an after product. Like, it's because originally, like, I think it's even derived from after the sugar cane, you get the refined sugars. They get the fancy molasses and then the black strap molasses.
Okay.
Like, it's more of like, more of a waste product in the end, but it makes a good rum, especially. We should have sent you some other variants of the black strap, but the white rum that you've got, it's pretty good.
Hey, next time you come on, maybe you'll send some more.
Yeah.
What else do we have? You got any questions? Now that we've been talking for a while, I don't want to hog the mic, Jack.
Do you ever get like the kind of like cocktail recipes, or is it just strictly distilling?
A little bit, not really. There's a lot of things on our social medias, like bartenders and cocktail recipes and all that. But I'm not too big into that. I'll drink a nice cocktail and just thought, I'm not really thinking about it. But do you have any? It makes a mean mojito. All of our drinks mix well. Even right now, I'm drinking a gin and tonic with our gin. Delicious.
Yeah, I know.
It's on the rocks.
Yeah, that's, we got to kind of stay close to home with the theme, but yeah. We shouldn't say that because I know.
After the video.
Yeah, exactly. Podcast, I mean. What do we have? We had a perfect, this would probably go perfect with it, but we had you familiar with shrubs? We had that on an episode ago. It was like a good mix. It would go perfect with something like this. It's like a vinegar-based type. Is that right, Jack? What is it? Vinegar-based. I forget healthy.
It's mostly vinegar, yeah.
Yeah. So I'd be good with this, just like a straight up healthy mix. So
wait, what is shrubs? What is that?
So it's like a apple cider vinegar. It's not apple, but like cider vinegar mix. So there's no alcohol in it. It's just like strictly like kind of like a healthy beverage type thing. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't go take like a big glass of it. It's like you more have like one shot of it. You mix in your gin and then you mix in some like soda water. So it's like, it's almost like a, for like a college version, it'd be like mayo, but healthy. It's delicious. This is kind of how I look at it. So we had that on. We just had some like random vodka and stuff with it. It was pretty good.
Was it good?
Yeah,
it's pretty good. One we had was like this like raspberry balsamic. And like, ooh. At first they sound weird, but then like we were kind of a little hesitant. But then like, but then once like it's like in your mouth and you're like, what? It's start, you get it all of a sudden. And now we love shrubs.
Check that out.
Have you had any, I mean, obviously like gold, bunch of gold medals, stuff like that, but have you had any famous people that you know of, or who's like the most popular or most proudest person who's tried your alcohol?
Probably actually we did a live, I think it was an Instagram live with Chris Gormley of The Trues. He's the drummer for the band The Trues.
Oh, really?
Yes,
Really? Oh, cool.
yeah, we did that, I think last summer, maybe like September of 2020. Yeah, Chris Gormley, drummer of The Trues.
Yeah, no, I know. He's
Yeah, sick guy.
Wow, what's that song he sang that was like extremely pop? I mean, obviously they have a ton of popular songs. But there's one that was very popular in like middle school for us. Did they sing? Ah,
Yeah,
whatever.
Highway of Heroes,
Yes, that's what it
something like
was.
that. Oh,
That's
that,
what it
yeah, that
was.
is the
Yep.
one. You got a
I
few,
was thinking it, but I didn't want to say it just so I didn't look
right?
stupid. If
That's
I didn't, like,
exactly
you
the
obviously
one.
knew who it was, but I knew it that since the beginning, and I was trying to Google and find it, but I couldn't. Yeah.
It's
That song, I mean,
a
obviously very like
banger.
touching song, but that was so, like, I feel like that was playing all the time during high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, that's sick. That's I'm glad you had an
Right?
answer.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's sweet. I mean, like, now you can say Jack and I, but as one of the options
Yeah.
as well, you can add that to the notes or next time you can ask that question.
Well, yeah.
What else? Any other cool stories that you want to tell?
Nothing I can think of. I'm not really, I don't know. I don't know any things coming off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Or even just in general, like, I don't
How
know.
old are you? Are you?
I am now, I'll be 27 in December.
Okay, because I saw it. I was do we'd like to do a little research before, so I was trying to find it. I
Yeah.
saw you were like known for being a young distiller.
At the
There's one
beginning.
article out there, a nice picture of you.
Oh,
Yeah, it's a nice
yeah.
article. So
Yeah,
yeah, I guess it's been I guess 6 years since
probably
then, but
somebody else got that title now.
yeah.
Yeah, I've been here for a while, huh?
Was it weird getting into it that early? Like, I mean, only a couple of years into technically being able to drink. So I guess not. I don't know. Is that common for people at that your age to pop into an industry like that?
I never thought I would be doing this. So I got that would be the weird part. Yeah, I never if you told me, yeah, no, never thought I'd be doing this. So that was weird. Even this at the beginning, this like for just media stuff, we had to like have to do videos with other people, and it was weird at the time, definitely. Like, I never
Yeah.
thought I'd be doing that. Also,
Are
never thought I'd be the
you
attraction to
usually like
people.
the kind of face, like if somebody's asking for an interview, you're
Yes.
the one who steps in?
I
Only when
guess
it's
yeah, lately
video.
more, yeah, more lately. Only when it's what?
Only when it's video. You're
Yeah.
the face of the brand.
I did a lot of events, obviously before COVID. Those were a lot of fun always. Like we'd go set up a tent, whatever, like blah blah blah, craft this festival or that, blah blah blah. I would do a lot of those. Those were a lot of fun.
I
Kind of
love
miss
that
those.
stuff. I used
Yeah.
to work at like a catering company and random
Always
things.
a party.
They used to sell butter tarts and we'd go like bring our like butter tart tent everywhere. And I don't know why.
Yeah,
Like I like interacting with people. I love food.
it's a lot of
Everyone's
fun.
so happy. It's like if you're at like an alcohol event, like we have our Rib Fest here, like that people are always happy or drunk. Like it's simultaneous. So it's always a fun event to work
It's
at. You see a
cyclical.
lot of shit go down. So I don't know. I like things like that.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, I did a lot of those. Yeah, no, it was fun. I wish I could do some more of those.
They'll
I
come
guess
back.
I'm not ever get back.
I think when things get back to normal, people are gonna want to do those events like 10 times more, right? Like
Oh
everyone's been
yeah, oh
stuck
it's gonna be a
inside.
huge party,
Yeah,
huge party.
exactly. They're gonna miss like
Whenever it's like
humans.
finally back, it's gonna like cross the board. Biggest
Yeah.
party of blah blah blah. Biggest party of blah blah
It's crazy. It's like people like compared it to like post-prohibition.
blah.
So we'll
It's like a
see.
prohibition of fucking seeing people.
Yeah.
Well, part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, what else do we want to go into? You want to play the game?
I could do that. I'm mowing through these drinks. Jesus.
Wait,
And
what did
beer
you guys
too.
think of the Blackstrap and gin?
It's good.
Well, you went over the gin, right?
Yeah, no, I like the Blackstrap. Like you said, definitely want to mix it with a mojito.
Oh, yeah. These
No,
would
it's
mix
like
well.
for me though, like Jack and I feel like when we do it on the rocks, like if it's smooth and tastes good, like that's the best for us. But then we go and like mix it with a mojito, it's probably even better, you would say, right? Like, would you say something like this is made to
No,
drink?
you're right. There is a diff yeah, there is a thing. Like it's just there's so many variables in all of it. Like some things would be amazing just as, even on the rocks and not on the, like if you just drink a whatever spirit, like as is, it could be like good or bad or whatever. And then like on the rocks might open it up or do this or that. But then even like some things that are better straight might not mix as well as other things for whatever reason. Maybe they have a more potent flavor coming through or more definitive kind of thing. Like there's a lot of like different things going on with spirits. Some things mix way better than others.
Like I feel like
that, but even like something might be better on its own. It's not that good of a mix.
There's no, a lot of things going on. Totally agree. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm just judging off like movies and shit, but I feel like people, like if they're drinking something on the rocks, it's like whiskey or rye. I don't know if it's just because
That's like the pinnacle,
the rich
right?
madman thing or that. But yeah,
this is James Bond kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like that's the goal, right?
Exactly.
Getting a Bond movie.
Okay, let's do our game. We're getting into it. So I think this is good to like kind of guide the conversation. I just did it. Was working today. My real job. And I was just throughout the day, I'm like, we got to think of a last straw segment. So I thought, hey, it's kind of, I saw on your website, last straw, it was your last ditch effort, kind of went through a couple of problems to get the company created. So I thought, let's do a last straw segment where I'm going to say something, whether it be a person, a team, things like that. And then we'll say, if the two of you think they're on their last straw, it's done, the fad's done. Or if you think it's
something. Yeah, so this could be an ongoing segment, man. This is enough to relate to us.
Hey,
nice.
I like it. Yeah. Okay, so I see you got the Leaf hat on. I assume you're a hockey fan?
Ish. Mostly just a hat.
Okay.
I follow it slightly. I knew this would come up, actually, yeah.
Okay, split it out. It's fine. I'll pause.
Well, it's mostly just a hat. I follow the Leafs a little bit. You know what, actually? There's the restaurant pub kind of thing or whatever. Yeah, restaurant called Chuck's. I started going to Chuck's a lot. They started popping up everywhere. And it was just a good place to go drink.
Is that like Chuck's Roadhouse?
Yeah.
It's like the $5 schooners?
It was the best,
just
right?
Deals. Yeah, they give it away.
I'd be there and then it would be like, okay, I'm here. I may as well start watching sports that are on the TV. Like I was never really big into it before. But then I started following it, right? And then like a year after a year of that, and it was just done because COVID. Thanks, COVID. So, like I was sort of getting into the Leafs. It's mostly just a hat, but like I was on the way, you know. I never really was big into it growing up.
Hey, it's a good time to get into it. That's for sure. Not having to go through the misery of the not so fun years. So I think you're set, honestly. Okay, so don't feel obliged to answer this, but I'm gonna throw it to Jay just because I brought it up. Jack, do you think the Pittsburgh Penguins are on their last straw?
Yes, I'm also not a big follower anymore, but what I have heard,
just for context, like I feel like when we started the podcast, like we were massive sports fans, over the time, like however it's been like a year and a half or two, like sports isn't the same anymore when you can't like absorb it together and stuff like that. But anyways, sorry, Jeff, to interrupt you.
Mm-hmm. It seems like they're shipping everyone out. I know, the rumors of Sid wanting out.
Craziness.
I got it. When he's gone, that's it. That's it. Your team's gone as well.
They have no picks. They have no prospects.
Yeah.
Like I mean, it'd be nice to see him stay as Canada's best player, stay on the same team. But I'd love to go see him go to a contender like Colorado and win a cup. I think they're on their last straw. So you're going with last straw, Brandon. You wanna cue in with anything there?
I agree.
Good answer.
Good pick.
Okay, I got another one.
Sports people.
The second one, do you think skinny jeans are on their last straw? We'll throw this one to you, Brandon. I know pandemic, there's kind of a trend of people wearing looser clothing. I don't know if I'm speaking for myself, but I've definitely gone up a size, so I'm wearing some looser clothing now. But you think skinny jeans are, I know that was kind of a trend. Do you think they're on their last straw?
Honestly, no, I think they still got some time.
You got a cut. What, you wearing skinny jeans now? Do you feel attacked?
I'm not wearing the loosest jeans. They're not particularly skinny, but
some boot cuts.
No, I think they got some time.
You're like a massive muscular thighs, so they're not they're pretty tight, but like they're not skinny. Jack, what do you?
No, I don't know, cause like what are we gonna go back to like JNCOs or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wish.
I don't know about that.
Just the loosest jeans. No, I think they got some time. Not like, right. But like also like how skinny you go. You go to like this is like ridiculously skinny. No way, that's already done.
Yeah, I can't do it. Definitely post like not work, not going to the gym, not doing anything physical, just sitting inside and eating. There's no way I'm putting on skinny jeans.
Oh, you mean like related to the pandemic because of the pandemic?
No, just in general. Like, I feel like there's, I don't know. I'm not a fashion guy. Maybe Jack, you're more fashion than I am. So is there not like a trend towards kind of looser, bigger clothing?
Yeah, definitely because that. Because like, wasn't that like a whole thing? Like you got your pandemic 15 or whatever?
Yeah.
What was that called?
At least 50. Like, I thought it was
20 for me.
Yeah. Maybe. No, yeah, you're probably right. It's definitely a little less skinny jeans.
Yeah. The next one is TikTok on their last straw, Jack. I know you're a big TikTok guy. Ooh. Do you think they're on their way out?
I hope not. I'm on that. Oh, actually, I do hope so because I'm on it way too much. It's absorbing too much of my time. I just can't stop dancing. It's just so cool.
What about you, Brad? You think TikTok's on the last?
You know the thing. I don't even have TikTok, right? But I don't think it is, man. For the reason that I have, like, on Instagram, most of the content that I see is TikTok.
Oh yeah.
And like they got huge fucking numbers. I don't think it's not on the way out yet. I know like it was like a meme a bit for like TikTok, stupid, blah blah, kids kind of thing. But like there's a lot of the funniest things that I've seen are from TikTok.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you guys like PD USA and like some other things. Like there's a lot of funny shit on TikTok. I'm not even on there and I'm seeing it all. I think they're still going strong, but
well, that's like my mom. Me and my sister are like pretty big into TikTok. We're like, Mom, you gotta get TikTok, she'll love it. But she's like, fuck, I see all, well, she doesn't say fuck. She's like, well, I see all TikToks on Facebook, so I don't need TikTok. And it's kind of true. Like I feel like you don't need to see like the TikTok algorithm. Everyone, like if you're in that like mom age, people are just gonna share them on Facebook anyways and you're gonna see it. So
right, yeah.
I think like the TikTok kind of like houses and shit like that, like all that crazy stuff. I think all those people are probably going to transition into like more business side, more singing. I think that's, they're getting off TikTok, but I don't think TikTok's going to go anywhere. No, I think just like some of the biggest people aren't going to be like pushing on it anymore because they know like it's kind of plateauing.
Mm-hmm.
My thoughts. Let's change it up a bit. Brandon, are you a Marvel fan?
I watch more YouTube videos about DC versus Marvel stuff than I do the movies.
You don't need to know the details. Like, have you seen any of them? I don't know. Like, obviously you don't know and you don't listen, hopefully, maybe in the future, but I never like, I used to like not make fun of people who listen to watch Marvel, but
no,
I was,
you made fun of people.
I was like, Marvel. Like some of no, my you, friends you. Are really into it. And, like, I didn't tease them, but I'm like, fuck, you're wasting so much time. But then when I had all this time in my hand during the pandemic, me and my sister watched like the whole like MCU, all the movies in like 3 weeks, all of them. And I really enjoyed it. So like I kind of ate my own words.
It's a good time. Okay. From what I know, DC stuff takes itself more seriously, whereas Marvel movies are just more fun to watch, right? Like, you just go and then it's like joke, you know, some shit happens. I don't know. I just fucking love movies. Movies, you know, good time. It's actually kind of fucking sad that you can't just go watch movies right now.
Oh, I know.
I know. It is weird. It is weird. Like everything's just kind of debuting on Disney Plus and stuff like that now too. It's like, I hope the movie theaters don't go out of business. Like it's probably, we're from Bowmanville. It's probably like one of the biggest things to do here is go to the movies. Yeah, it's like, there's the not Super many Bowl options. So we'll probably be safe here, but.
Yeah, no, definitely across the board.
So what the question was going to be was, do you think Marvel is kind of on their last straw, Jack? Like, I know we saw like the Endgame movies and now they're kind of pushing for these Disney Plus specials. You got your WandaVisions, your Falcon Winter Soldier, things like that. Do you think Marvel is on their last straw? Do you think you're kind of bored of everything now? Or do you think they're going to get back at it soon? Or not get back at it, but you think they're not dead?
No, I don't think they're dead. I'm personally getting a little bored of them. I don't know how many times I can see a bad guy win and then lose. But I think they're in the kind of like that transitional period where they don't really have the A-list guys anymore. They're kind of making the new, like the Spider-Man guy. Now they don't have Iron Man anymore. But I think with the pandemic and all that, I think, and like Disney Plus and all that stuff, I think they're going to find new legs on the streaming. I think that's what's going to keep them going.
Yeah.
Makes that sense. Is like, a transition period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like they, well, clearly they fucking killed it for like the end of Thanos and all that. So, yeah, like, but that's the thing. Like, Marvel had the plan the whole time, right? So, like, I guess we'll see if they can figure out some way to do it again or just stay on top.
Yeah.
Well, like, are they transitioning? What are they doing? Are they transitioning to like the next set? Or is it like their kids? Or like, what? How does it go in the books?
I don't really know how it goes in the books. I just know they kind of do it in like these phases. So like, I think they just finished like the phase. They're entering like the phase four now, and like this is where they're setting up like basically whatever actor wants to keep doing it. They'll essentially just roll them out in movies. They'll bring in a new supervillain. He'll look like he's gonna destroy everything, and then they'll beat him probably. It'll make a couple billion. It's just kind of like a rinse and repeat, but like, I don't know. I don't get tired of them somehow still.
No, fair enough. What else do we have here? All right, this one's for Brandon. I said it before, a lot of podcasts coming out. You got so many celebrities during the pandemic. They're like, hey, I can make money in podcasting. Do you think podcasting is dead or on it? Sorry. Do you think podcasting is on its last straw because it's so saturated and it's so hard to become popular that people are kind of getting bored of podcasts? Now, remember what you're doing right now when you're answering a question.
No, I think it honestly seems like even like the beginning of podcasts, not that long ago, like it was after like the end of the best of radio, which is like maybe late 2000s. I think because like, well, it's a whole different kind of fucking consuming content. Like it's like usually like an hour or more. So I think usually like, isn't that the thing? Like throughout your day is when the most people listen to podcasts. Like you got like, or like just you have it going on while you're doing the rest of whatever you're doing. Cause even people you listen to a podcast, I think it's pretty much boils down to people that you would actually chill with or like want, like to even listen to a podcast, it's like guy or whoever the fuck you'd actually like get along with or think like, yeah, I could chill with this person. So like, let me just listen to their ramblings for like 2 hours. Actually, I think it's pretty like a natural progression that podcasts even happen because it came out of like radio with like Howard Stern and shit, right?
Yeah,
like, that kind of stuff, just like long form, just listening to the whole thing. I don't think it's done. I think it's close to that actually. It's fucking might be bigger than ever, no? There's always new podcasts. I think they're doing all right. I think you guys are doing all right. What do you think about Booze? You think Booze is on his last legs?
I know, definitely don't think so. I'll keep it in business myself.
People like alcohol, right?
Yeah, I think you're probably pretty safe for a long time. As long as you live and I live, I'd say so at least. I guess I don't know if it's a touchy subject, but maybe on that tangent, did you see any change in your business when weed became legal? And I don't know if you want to touch on it, but as well, have you thought about any weed based beverages?
We've actually experimented with some like weed infused things for not even like for sale, just for like R&D stuff from Health Canada. Actually, I think they're not very related for the people that like people that smoke weed. Like if you're in smoking weed, I think like the emergence of legalizing weed, I don't think it really changed the booze market much at all. From what I've seen, I don't really think so. Because even like before fucking weed was legal, like you still just go grab some fucking weed from the guy down the street.
Yeah.
I don't think it really changed much.
No, it's
there's
very
still,
true.
Still
very
people
true.
Doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's all these like, oh, I go to this dispensary, blah, blah, blah. But you can still just go grab weed from the guy you used to grab weed from.
Yeah. It's very true. I think it's just like the business around weed got bigger because they could now like make even more money about
it. All the people that had money, like whatever, like looking to invest in things that would not before because it wasn't legal, that maybe then just also entered it. I think it's still probably about the same amount of people smoking weed.
Yeah. Oh, I would say so. I would say so. I do think we should get into the last drink though, now that we're getting through the podcast here, and you guys gave us the darker side. It says here on the bottle, handmade than aged in charred American oak, flavors of butter, cookie dough, roasted nuts, spice, and orchid fruit. Enjoy as you would your favorite whiskey. A couple dessert-based things there, cookie dough, fruit, roasted nuts. We thought we'd have it as the last one as a dessert beverage on the rocks.
Yeah, no, that's good. The darker side, yeah, it drinks like a whiskey.
Would this be kind of the one you'd have a James Bond-esque on a Mad Men type drink here?
Yeah, out of the three we sent you, yeah, for sure.
Oh, it smells good. It smells very sweet.
It does, right? Like nice toffee, vanilla. Yeah.
Wow.
Good. Nice thick. It's like aged, so more rounded out.
What's your longest aged? Do you have certain ones that like sit for a longer period of time?
Actually, from the beginning of when the first thing we made was a single malt, and it's going on its sixth year right now.
Wow.
Six or more. No, yeah, sixth year. Yeah, we've got some things that 3, 4, or 5 years, 6 years. The longest age we have out for sale currently was 3 years. The Spartan corn and the rye.
Okay, that's delicious.
Yeah, we got some things cooking, sitting in barrels. You think good, bad?
No, that's awesome. It's something you can drink straight up too. Even this, like I said, the smell of it makes you like. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's such a big thing because if somebody puts their nose over a cup of alcohol and they're questioning it and it smells bad, you're already going in with a bad impression. But yeah, like you put your nose over that, smells really good and taste it, it's even better. So I like that one for sure. That's awesome.
Mm.
Anything you'd mix with that if I was to mix a drink later before bed?
Well, it's dark. Well, I'm pretty basic on things I mix with. Like it's a drinks like a whiskey, so I'd mix it with either like Coke or, well, ginger ale mixed with fucking everything. But yeah, dark spirit, Coke, ginger ale.
Nice.
Ginger ale is the best, dude. You can mix ginger ale with vodka, gin, rum.
It is just the most versatile.
It is, yeah.
Is that your favorite? Really? Like, would you vote ginger ale over like Coke or Pepsi as your favorite pop?
Yeah, because you can't mix like a Coke, well, vodka Coke is pretty bad. I've done it. But, like ginger ale,
desperate situations.
For sure, the best.
That's funny. Tennessee, a lot of good quotes. I saw, if you're looking for something a little more crushable in your style, try the Woodbridge lemonade. Is that something that mixes lemonade with
is that off the website?
Yeah,
with the darker side.
I like the word crushable. That's very I like that verb, I guess.
And it's for the darker side.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Yeah, hey, anything else?
I've not done it, but it can't be that bad.
All right, you guys want to do it? You want to do a couple more last straws? I have a couple more.
Yeah, what else you got, buddy?
First one. I've noticed recently that they're on the last season of their show. There's a recent divorce with one of the main sisters. Do you think the Kardashians are on their last straw, Jack? Or do you think they're always going strong?
No, I think they're always going to go strong. I think they keep pumping out new models.
We're the on kids our fourth are generation. Good too. Like you saw Kim's, did you see that painting that Kim's kid made? It looked like a Da Vinci.
I really want to know if that's real though.
Yeah, I know.
That's been my burning.
I don't remember if we talked about it on here, but like, no, I guess either. The backstory is that I guess like Kim posted a picture of this like expert painting and said it was by her like little kid. I can't remember if she was like 6 or something. Some people actually think 3. It's real because I think there's like somebody teaches them to make them. I didn't look into it.
No. That's how well the Kardashians are doing this. She even knew just putting like, even just throwing it out there. She knew everybody would be like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like it's just like hella fucking media attention. Yeah,
so you're on they're not on their last straw side?
They're not even close to last.
No, not even close.
They're killing it. Might be even better.
They're killing it.
I mean, if Kim gets with somebody different, like that could create a totally different story arc as well for the family. So I'm curious where it goes. Yeah.
They'll be a fucking.
I mean, like as well, they got the makeup too. Like that's just a money making machine. The show's probably the least of their worries. They're probably excited that they don't have to be filmed all the time.
You know what's crazy? I don't even know shows like because well, just the whole streaming service of things. I don't know. Shows are still going on. I don't know what regular TV looks like anymore.
Oh, I know.
Okay, so this is perfect. Let's pause here because my next thing is cable TV on its last straw? I know emergence of streaming services. There's things all over the place. Do you think cable TV is on its last straw? I'll throw it to Brandon first.
Okay, I think people are getting kind of sick of the streaming services for the reason that it's now divided up in between so fucking many. That it's like, okay, it would have just been easier to go back to cable and channels and shit.
I wish I, I wish I didn't throw it to you because, like, that's totally my opinion too. Like, I think I Jack like would have supported
now
the stream.
You need all these services, you end up paying probably more than what you were before.
Exactly, it's not as easily accessible. Like, you gotta figure out like your passwords and stuff. You can't just turn on the TV and turn on the channel.
Yeah, or even like when you don't want to figure out something, you just go to like one of your default channels and like, okay, this is on. That's good enough, you know.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Going to Netflix, it's just this is what we got. Let's go.
And like, I mean, I feel like the one good thing about streaming is like you can share your passwords and everything. Like I personally don't know if I pay for anything other than Amazon Prime because like I pay for Amazon. But other than that, it's like I think my dad, my mom, my sister has Disney Plus. It's like I'm not personally paying for anything, so I'm not really contributing what I said. But I don't know. I agree with you. I think TV might make a push back eventually. I don't know.
Like, at least slightly, because it's been so far the other way.
It's so weird because I think if an older person was listening to me say this, they'd be like, you're fucking crazy. But to me, like going home, if I'm away at my house and I only have like Netflix and I come home and sitting in front of the TV is honestly the best feeling. It's like, hey, let's go watch a cable TV show. Like, hey, this is on at 8 p.m. this night. Or let's put on the hockey game and not have to worry about finding a good stream is the best feeling ever.
And the commercials.
Yeah. A good commercial. It's like you just take a break. You're not like watching 20 hours straight. Yeah. You're watching like 20 hours, but there's at least 5 minute breaks every few minutes. You can go take a piss, get a drink on the rocks. You can go on your phone. Yeah, no, I love cable TV. Jack, were you going to say cable TV is on its way out?
I don't think it's on its way. I do agree with you guys. Those are very valid points. Although I have now seen an episode of The Masked Singer.
Oh.
And that it makes me think cable's dead. It's not coming back. I just watched a B-list, Z-list celebrity, a former TV show chef coming out of like a fucking gorilla suit.
Didn't they just have like Logan Paul, debatably one of the biggest internet personalities on though?
Like,
I feel like that show's
huge.
Did he? I feel like that show's huge, yeah.
I didn't know he did that. I saw Joey Fatone come out of it, and everyone went nuts, and I'm like, 4.3% of the audience knows this is Joey Fatone.
No, that's probably their primary audience, though. Like,
no.
You think that
there was like a child there jumping up and down. There is no way that five-year-old kid is getting hyped for fucking an NSYNC member.
It hits everyone. You got your younger, your kid demographic who likes the costumes. Their mom likes it because they're heartthrob Joey Fatone.
Even when you asked me before, like, who's famous? The thing now is, like define famous because there's so many different apps. Like, what YouTube famous is arguably more famous than what fucking traditional TV is. But for the people that's established, and is clearly not because, like, Logan Paul's just whatever. Like, if you like watching YouTube, he's clearly arguably one of the fucking biggest creators.
Oh yeah.
So the thing is, like, who? But even like, in like, they all exist in like different realms of fucking famous. But then, which one is actually the bigger?
It's like TikTok,
not as more,
too, right?
It's not as like single lane as it used to be, like Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt kind of thing. Like, it's like different than that. Like, before then, that was just definitely the biggest. But now, like, it's still fucking huge, but. Different, a lot of different things going on. I mean,
yeah, no.
That's totally true. That's all I have. I don't know if you guys, off the top of your head, you thought of anything you want to do on Their Last Straw, but those were I actually really like that segment, and that's something that I think we could do.
Just keep it going.
Yeah, exactly. You guys keep the bottles flowing, and we'll keep the segments going.
Sponsor segment.
I don't know, Jack. Any come top of your head? If not, maybe we'll move on to the next thing. You're always thinking ahead.
What's the new thing that it's not like a cryptocurrency, but it's like you can own like this picture.
Oh, NFTs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be the quickest fad, I think. Clowning it now. But I know I think it'll stick around, but I just
it's crazy because
clowning it now.
All the people, like so many big people on the internet are making it kind of huge that it's like, fuck, is this thing going to stick around?
It seems so forced, though. I just don't think the people are loving
it. I don't understand it either. Like, I don't take the time to wrap my head around any of that stuff. Like, I don't even understand general investments. Like, I want to go buy a stock, and I can't figure that out. So how the hell am I going to figure out how this selfie of, like, commie smokes from Barstool is going to make 500k somehow. Like I don't understand how any of this shit works, but I don't know. I feel like that stuff is not on its last straw just because so many people on the internet are pushing it. Like the internet's never going to go anywhere. So I don't know. Not like I'd buy anything myself, but I don't know if that one's on its last straw.
Maybe we'll make one.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
I think you're right. I think it's total opposite of last straw because it's like, that's like the new shit, no?
Yeah, I just couldn't really tell if people were kind of getting over it. It seems like people just hate. Well, it seems like people are just kind of catching on to the idea that you could just click save image and now you also own this image too.
It's like Top Shot too.
I had no idea what NFT actually means.
Meaning.
There's like Top Shot too, which is like saving like highlights of sports
people. Yeah, I kind of get that. Like you can. Yeah, I saw one. You could buy like Vince Carter's like last shot or something like that. I'm like, that is kind of cool, but like, there's like, I don't know. I don't know how cool it really is.
Okay, hold on. Sorry. When I came in with that statement, this was totally wrong. Okay, I thought that was an entirely different asset or something. Wait, what the fuck, you thought you could own Vince Carter's last image?
So you can like buy the highlight clip and you technically now own this like the video of Vince Carter's last shot
or like Kawhi's last shot.
Yeah,
I don't know if they've sold that one, but like, yeah, they give like it out like because they're like sports cards was a big thing right now, like collecting and selling sports cards.
So it's like a digital moment now.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you can only sell that, or everybody can still sell that.
I don't think it's sold. I think you just like somehow, I guess Topshop sells it, and you buy it, and you're the only one who has like the intellectual digital rights to it, is my understanding of it, at least.
If, like, you could still go on YouTube and watch it, but I think if like ESPN wanted to like play it on their show, they would have to contact the new owner of it.
So is that
if
like true? A 15-year-old
buys them it, selling it?
No.
Who sells it to?
I think like Topshop is the we should have looked into this before you brought it up, Lloyd Jack, but I don't know.
That's like bullshit, bro.
Yeah. No, actually,
I do not understand.
Okay, yeah, it's on its way, bro.
It's all this last straw. Oh, I wish I could just search it up in like a quick Google search.
What is an NFT?
Find a video, but like honestly,
I thought it was something totally different. I apologize.
Well, NFT.
I think we all
maybe I said something. The wrong word because like that sounds like an actual investment thing as well. But anyways, we'll skip past that one. The other one I had is Zoom calls. That was how I was gonna end it. Zoom calls are on their last straw.
I hope they're done too. Yeah, buddy. I hope we can meet up in person. Actually,
yeah,
I know. You know, like people.
Yes, normal people. one of our old episodes that we did kind of, I guess it was during the pandemic at the beginning when it was okay to be in person, we did at a distillery and it was really awesome. Like, the guy, Michael, he made us drink, like he was a bartender at the place and he made us drinks and stuff. It was pretty cool. And like the conversation, like we're having a good conversation now, actually one of the better we've had, but still it's not the same when you can't like
be it's, in yeah, totally see
when oh, somebody no. is pausing their conversation. Laugh in person, like it's totally different. So
yeah, you gotta, yeah, 100% agree. Yeah, I would like to do this again, probably, you know, for
sure.
Yeah, well, it's been fun. I think that segment's great, so we'd love to do that again. But we're hitting about an hour, and we've had, like I said, we talked about everything. We talked about your company, we tried your different drinks, we told some stories about yourself being a distiller and just life in general, and then we finished with the last straw segment, which I think went pretty well. I think
that's actually a pretty good segment. You should get reoccurring.
Yeah, we will.
May as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I guess at the end of the episode, what we like to do is kind of throw it off to you. If there's anything you guys are doing now, you're dropping a new product, certain spots to look on your socials.
Check out our website. We've recently been added on Uber, and we're getting on Skip the Dishes and all those kind of home delivery things. We've been putting out best products we can put out. We've got, we'll keep making the best shit we can make.
Yeah, keep winning gold medals, right?
Yeah, but yeah, fucking do our best.
All right. Anything you wanted to end on there, Jack? I know I said my thank yous, but do you want to say anything yourself?
Thank you guys for having me. This is fucking awesome. We should do it again. And hopefully, for allowed in person.
Oh, yeah.
Fingers crossed. All right. Thanks a lot for hopping on the rocks. And special shout out to our sponsor, Last Straw. And the Last Straw segment, which maybe we'll keep going because that was a hell of a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun, dude.
All right. Thanks for hopping on, Brando. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Take it easy. Peace.
Yeah.